satellites no longer seem exotic. They're launched into space to do everything from sending TV signals to monitoring cloud patterns. One small satellite launched by the French and Israeli space agencies is capturing images of green spaces to learn whether they might be showing signs of global climate change. One of those splotches of green is Downer Woods on the UW-Milwaukee campus. An ecologist there is collaborating with the satellite team in hopes of gleaning useful information about an understudied occupant of the woods. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
On an early autumn morning, UW-Milwaukee professor Allison Donnelly had to contend with hungry mosquitoes in Downer Woods. Scientists have been studying its trees for years, tracking how they're affected by climate. But Donnelly's focus is closer to the ground, on shrubs.
The species that we're looking at the minute is an invasive species, a European privet. As you can see, the leaves are quite dark compared to a different species here. This is a native species called chokecherry.
Downer Woods is an 11.1-acre natural area on the northwest corner of campus, and Donnelly says the European privet and chokecherry are two of eight shrub species here, some native, others invasive.
So we will observe every 2 days the percentage of leaves that will start to turn yellow. And the reason that we're doing that is because we are part of a project that is looking at this new satellite data.
The data is being generated from the Israeli-French mini-satellite called Venus. It captures images from about 100 sites around the globe, passing over Downer Woods every other day.
Finish these two and go out? Okay.
Graduate student Chloe Rayberg is working on the ground and will compare what she finds to images captured high above the woods.
I'm going to be looking at more of the visual changes when shrubs are starting to brown or blossom. Are times changing?
Rayberg also measures concentrations of chlorophyll in leaves with a handheld reader, then cuts a small circle of leaf and plops it into a plastic bag.
But we have so many parts to this project. I think that all of us combined are going to create a really, really awesome project.
Ecologist Allison Donnelly says shrubs are a forgotten but important structure of the woodland, and she wants to squeeze as much data out of the project as possible.
Because once the leaves on the shrubs start to photosynthesize, they're taking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere.
Donnelly says, of course, vastly less than the trees above them.
But in very early spring, we think that the shrubs will have a significant effect, a small but significant effect.
Donnelly says her shrub research came to life thanks to students. When she joined UWM's geography department, a student needed an independent study project.
And she said she would like to do maybe something on the trees. But the trees weren't leafing out early enough for the project to be finished. We said, good opportunity, we'll have a look at the shrubs. Not really expecting to find anything significant.
Donnelly says they thought they'd find that invasive shrubs showed new life earlier than native species.
But we found the opposite. It was very interesting and warranted further research.
And it was a former UWM PhD student who tipped Donnelly off about the Venus satellite project.
You know, Eric, I'm just going to label them 1 to 72 instead of writing all that stuff.
Once in motion, Donnelly's colleague, UWM biologist Erica Young, contributed her expertise in the woods and also lent Donnelly her lab in Lapham Hall. Together, they're analyzing 1,044 leaf samples. Donnelly says that requires a lot of little test tubes.
What we do with these, then, we put in the solvent, then put in the leaf disc, then pop them in a water bath for 2 hours. Come back, take a small sample out of it and put it into the spectrometer and then write down all the numbers.
Donnelly says the next big step comes next spring as monitoring picks up again in Downer Woods, and the former PhD student who told Donnelly about the satellite project will return to UWM. She'll begin analyzing satellite images and comparing them to the data amassed by Donnelly's team. Donnelly hopes the project quantifies how much shrubs contribute to swallowing up carbon dioxide.
But that's not very clean.
Susan Dunce, 89.7, yes. WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.